Greetings in the name Yahweh, the only name under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair the Breach broadcast, Restore the Paths to Dwell In. We've been preaching and teaching that there's only one name under heaven that you can be saved by. That's the name YHWH. You know, I've been talking also about the true weekly Sabbath, which is determined by the phases of the moon. I want to elaborate a little bit on chapter 31, verse 13. And I thought of this verse years ago, and never did really go into detail. I seen what it was saying, and some brothers were discussing it on the forum. Brother Greg brought it up, made a real good point on it. Of course, he reads out of a different translation than I do, but still comes to the basically same conclusion. But Exodus 31:13, you know, the Bible talks about the Sabbath is a sign. Everybody believes the Sabbath is a sign between him and his people, but they don't look at the last part of the verse where it says that you may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you. That word sanctify sets you apart. Looking at the sun ain't going to let you know it's him that's setting you apart, because people can start counting seven solar days from anywhere. The Christians count, have a seventh day, count on Sunday, and the Muslims on Friday, and the Jews and a lot of Christians on Saturday. But let's read Exodus 31:13. I want to make this point. Then I'm going to read you what Brother Greg had wrote on the forum, and then I'm going to give you a number that you can call in and comment on it. I'll give you the number then. You can write it down. But it's 770-483-8542. I got another system. People said you can't hear the caller too good, but maybe with this new system you can, with this new number. But it says right here, Exodus 31:13, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify or set you apart. You know, now, the reason it's a sign, there's something in the heaven that's a sign that we can know it's Yahweh doing it. You say, well, that, the sun, brother. The sun can be a sign to let you know it. No, it can't, because when you count, just count seven solar days, that won't be a sign. The word sign in Exodus 31:13 is the same word for sign used in Genesis 1:14. You know what that says? He put the great light for a sign or a beacon. It's the definition is the sense of appearing, a single, or evidence. There's some evidence that shows you the Sabbath. You know, such as the rainbow or circumcision or full moon on the other feast days. These are signs, something you can see or beacon when you look the word up. But Brother Joey wrote something that it right along what I'm saying. Yahweh's calendar, and I mean all aspects of Yahweh's calendar, seem to be lunar solar. I take this from Genesis 1:14-16 and other passages that, you know, we've discussed here many times. In other words, I believe the moon and the sun have to be present in any any aspects of Yahweh's calendar. It takes it both. And you know, you could ask why anyone would feel that the Sabbath is any different from the other aspects of Yahweh's calendar, seeing that the Sabbath is the basis of all appointments of Yahweh, such as the holy days and land Sabbaths. If the base or type is one way, it seems to me that the things built upon that base, such as the holy days and land Sabbaths, would be just like the type. You know, you can take that and the seventh sun, counting 1 through 7, ain't gonna be no sign no different than the first sun. The first sun, the sun don't change shapes. The sun cannot be a beacon or a single. If the sun's the same every day, which is the case, the moon is the only celestial entity that has 7-day cycles. These are absolutes. Now, I want to read here one more out of King James. I'll read you what Brother Greg had wrote. And this is in Exodus 31:13. Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I, Yahweh, doth sanctify you. Something about this sign that you'll know is he's doing it. Now count 1 through 7, counting the sons 1 through 7, the sun ain't doing the singling. The sun, see, is for days and years. And it will let you know when that, the days and years, because you can see something go away, begin, and everything with the sun. At the vernal equinox, where there's equal nights, or the shadow will be east and west, and sunrise, sunset, you can see it, it beacons. As far as telling the days, no, it can't beacon. You can count them 1 through 7, but that first and second, third, fourth, fifth sun's going to look like the seventh sun. It can't go beacon and let you know that Yahweh's the one that's setting you apart, but the moon will. It'll change, and man can't mess with it. You know, how could you know it's Yahweh setting you apart by the sun? You can't. Now, this number, if somebody gets a question or a thought or comment, is 770-483-8542. That's 770-483-8542. Now, he starts off here, he says, in Hebrews 4:3-11, for we who have believed do enter into rest. Now, he's reading in a different translation. As he said, as I sworn in my wrath that they shall enter my rest, it goes on down and says, and yet his words have come into being from the foundation of the world. For somewhere he said thus about the seventh day, King James says in a certain place, which is talking about in Genesis there, and Elohim rested on the seventh day from all his works. And this again, if they shall enter into my rest, goes on down and says, since then, it remains for some to enter into it, and those who formerly received the good news did not enter in because of disobedience. He again defines a certain day, saying today, through David, so much later, as it has been said, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. For if Yahweh had given them rest, or Joshua, I think it says, King James, or Jesus, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath keeping for the people of Elohim. That's verse 9, Hebrews 4:9. That word rest there in the King James is Sabbath keeping. King James said there remains therefore a rest, but if you look at word rest, it's different than the other words for rest. It's Sabbath keeping. All right. For the one having entered into his rest has himself also rested from his works, as Elohim rested from his own. Let us therefore do our utmost to enter into that rest, lest anyone fall at the same example of disobedience. Then he comments, verse 3, his works have come into being from the foundation of the world. I think most of us can agree that the foundation of the world is what took place prior to the first 6 days of the work week culminating in the seventh day rest, which puts us on the eighth day of the seventh month. Of course, that's for lunar Sabbath keepers. We can see that the overview of verse 3 through 10 is likened to Genesis 1:1-2, verse 3, which discusses in the beginning of the day the foundations of the earth were laid, though each of the 6 work days and ending on the seventh day of rest, as we read in Genesis 1:14. And Elohim said, let come to be in the expanse of the heavens to separate the day from the night. He said, let lights come to be. King James says, let there be lights. And let them be for signs and for appointed times and for days and years. Different translation. We also know from this verse that the luminaries are for signs, appointed time, days and years. The definition for sign is Strong's 8226, probably from 8225, in the sense of appearing. That's what the Hebrew definition. A single, literally or figuratively, as a flag, a beacon. See, a beacon is something that goes off and on. The sun don't do that. The moon does that. Monument, omen, evidence, etc. Okay. It's a sign or a token. According to Scripture, there is a sign for the Sabbath. Exodus 31:13. Here's his translation reads, and you speak to the children of Israel, saying, my Sabbaths you are to guard by all means, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, to know that I, Yahweh, am setting you apart. Or somehow you got to know that it's Yahweh doing it. The only way you do this with the moon. He goes on and said, the word for sign in Exodus 31:13 is the same word for sign used in Genesis 1:14, which by definition is the sense of appearing, a single or evidence of, such as the rainbow, circumcision, full moon on your feast days. So if the seven-day continual cycle is the correct method of keeping track of the Sabbath, then this becomes a problem throughout the count. It would seem that if someone was going to keep the seven-day continual uninterrupted cycle, they would have some indications scripturally as when to begin, and in the beginning is the perfect place to start, which is no doubt the first day of the seventh month, which we're here right here now, new moon day, then 6 work days, then Sabbath. We'll take this call right here, and then we'll continue here in just a minute. Go ahead, you all.
Good evening, Brother Lyle. This is Roger from Dayton, Ohio.
Yes, sir.
And I was curious if the speaker you're going to have coming in from Canada, do you think he's going to be able to clarify that the constellations are real significant on being able to, the relationship of the moon to the various constellations, whatever constellations, and I think that it seems like from what I'm reading that would help you to define also the month that you're in.
Not sure exactly what he's going to do it, but he's got a PowerPoint presentation he's going to present on the geocentric, but that'd be interesting. His name, Brother Abraham, I just met him tonight. And real nice fellow, and wait, anxious to see what he comes up with. Well, I appreciate call. I'll see what I can learn from him. The Bible said we're laborers together, and then I'll present it and see what y'all think about it on the program.
Okay,
all right, Shalom, appreciate you calling. This number again, 770-083-8542, 770-483-8542. We're talking about the sign, a beacon. the sun, it looks the same every day. Can't beacon the week of Sabbath like the moon can. Anyhow, he says, he says they got a problem, those that keep the traditional Sabbath. There's a sign in the luminary to show this particular day. One half illuminated moon on the visible side, there is a sign given from the very beginning. Now it seems that this would be the proper place to begin your count, but as we can see that as you continually count out the sevens, that it loses track of any kind of sign that would indicate what day it is. It works for the first month, but as the next new moon comes, you would lose your sign. Also, as the count continues for 1 year, when you get to the first day of the seventh month, you do not find your Sabbath falling on the correct days as described in the beginning, like in Genesis 1:1. The only way you can accurately come to the same count as in the beginning for the seventh day to follow the new moon of the seventh month is the lunar reckoning. Year after year, you will end up in the same place with the new moon taking place on the first day of the seventh month. Then you will find yourself working for 6 days and resting the seventh. So check it out for yourselves. This year, the seventh day, like what we are now, falls on Saturday. Seventh day continual cycle for the seventh month of Yahweh's calendar falls on the same day as the lunar reckoning, folks. In other words, we're all together today. It's the first day of the Tabernacles, which begins on the weekly Sabbath on the 15th of the moon, and it's also the seventh day of the week. But anyhow, by the time we get to the first day of the seventh month of the next year, we will find that the seven-day continuous cycle does not line up with the creation calendar. In other words, next year, and it would seem after the 13th moon that the new moon of the seventh month takes place on the Roman calendar on 10-7. The lunar reckoning, folks, will keep new moon day count out 6 work days and rest the 7th, exactly the same as the year before. And let's take his calls, then we're going to read on. Got one calling here from Nashville. Go ahead, you're on.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Just don't listen. What month is that right there, Miguel, about the first month? Is that Leviticus 23?
In the seventh, first day of the seventh month, like?
Yeah.
The future. Yeah, it's Leviticus 23. I'm not sure. I think maybe verse 15 or 16. I'm not sure.
I'm sitting outside in the dark by the fireside. You're right. It's the thing. That's the only way it could get to that each seventh month is to go by the lunar. It just opened my eyes right there.
Right. Yeah, you can't, that's the only way you can do it. If you count 1 through 7 like they're doing, it won't line up like with the creation in the seventh month. The next time
I hit my Sabbath today, hoping I'm right, man. But
you right on. Appreciate you calling.
All right,
shalom, bye bye. Brothers camped out by the tent. I had to come in and do this. Now I'm going back to the tent. I love camping. I love Feast of Tabernacles. So anyhow, it'll be the exact same day as the year before, and exactly as it says in the beginning. Now the 7 day continual keepers, depending on what they are, they'll keep the new moon of the seventh month, which takes place on the Roman calendar, 5th day or 6th day, or even as late as the 7th day, because they go by the sighting of the moon, which, by the way, throws them off on the full moon on your feast day. So you need to go by when the moon begins to reveal, because the feast should be on the 15th, on the full moon. And if you go by weight, the way you see the sliver, it'll be on the, won't be a full moon. But anyhow, Well, assume that they go conjunction for sake of illustration. So they will have the new moon day on the fifth day of the Roman calendar, then one work day followed by a seventh day. This does not line up with the scriptural in the beginning. The only correct way that the seven-day continual folks can keep in line with the creation calendar of the first day of the seventh month is to reset their days on the first day of the seventh month. In other words, they have to reset it again. Ours goes right on. But that still does not fix the problem that they have for the sign of the Sabbath. Going back to Exodus, I'll read it one more time. He says that, I'll read it out here. It's, you know, speak to the children of Israel, say unto them, you know, my Sabbath, you're to keep. It's a sign between me and you throughout your generation that you might know that I, Yahweh, am setting you apart. In other words, just counting solar days, it's not going to let you know that it's Him that's setting you apart. But if you do it by the sign, the beacon over in Genesis 1:14, then the moon, Psalms 104:19 said He appointed the moon, or ordained, that word appointed is ordained the moon for seasons or appointments. Talking about not just your annual appointments like the one we own now, but your weekly appointments. It's a beacon. It's a sign. This number here is 770, area code 770-483-8542. 770-483-8542. I want to hear from you. You know, we have shown conclusive evidence. I mean, just time and time again, that continual cycle cannot be correct. I mean, you know, we've proven it. It's absolutely no way to determine which day is the repeating seventh day from creation. There's no way to do that. And by the travel scenario, you know, that I've given, migrating east and west and history, you know, I've showed that it's impossible. Okay, Sabbath keepers, you know, they don't have the same problem, but the seventh day from creation, it can't be pinpointed. It's not possible. We take the crutch away from them, but yet some people still insist that that's the way they're going to do it. And of course, it'll be that way to the end. Some folks are just not going to do it. It's just like I used to go to an assembly or church. People didn't like what the preacher preached, and they changed churches. Well, that ain't going to change the truth. It generally was changed on account of some truth that was being preached. My daddy, he was an alcoholic. He drank. And all his life, he drank. And it was killing him. And he went to the doctor, and I said, "Daddy, what'd he say?" He said, "I'm gonna die if I don't quit drinking." I said, "What you gonna do?" He said, "Well, I'm gonna change doctors." Changing doctors ain't gonna solve the problem. You gotta quit drinking. Changing churches, if somebody's preaching the truth, ain't gonna solve the problem. You gotta repent. But anyhow, we need to get back to the scriptures. The Bible teaches that He appointed the moon for appointments, and it teaches the weekly Sabbath as an appointment. You say, "Well, Brother Arnold, it ain't for that appointment." Yes, it is, because that word is moed. Leviticus 23:2-3, He said, "These are my feasts." That word, moeds. Same word is seasons. He appointed the moon for seasons. That word season is moed. I don't know why they put it season in one place and feast in another. It's the same identical word. So if He appointed the moon for moeds and the weekly Sabbath is a moed, then what is it people can't understand about that? It's tradition. The weekly Sabbath is part of His calendar, and like I read, you know, a while ago, the calendar is lunar solar. every aspect of it is. Why would the weekly Sabbath appointment be any different? Especially when we can offer a $10,000 reward to anybody that can find a weekly Sabbath on any other day than by the moon in Scripture. We pinpoint 72 weekly Sabbaths in Scripture, and every one of them's on one of them days. You got your new moon, 6 work days. You rest the 7th day, it'll be the 8th day of the moon, 7th day of the week, because remember, the new moon's a worship day. According to Ezekiel 46:1-3, he said the gates of his house is shut the 6 working days, but open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. So your new moon is not counted with the 6 working days, no more than the Sabbath is. So you got your new moon, 6 working days, rest the Sabbath, it'll be the 8th day of the month. And that's what sets your calendar. And that's what he appointed it for. He said he ordained it for that purpose. And people is going to have to wake up. They're waking up. As a matter of fact, we got a guy drove all the way from Michigan, him and his wife. He's been keeping Lunar Sabbath about 3 months now. He's sure of it, and they got a little congregation up there. They want to learn what they can, go back and teach more perfectly on this. And we'll share what we know about it. And we got people come all the way from Canada, and we just got a full house over here, and they all sitting around the fire now. I'll be going back down there in just a minute. We got 70 acres here, camp by the creek, and we're just going to do like y'all said. We're going to keep the Feast of Tabernacles for 7 days. Ain't no 8-day feast. We'll have a week of Sabbath on the 22nd. See, people couldn't figure out what the Bible clearly says this, I don't know, half a dozen times at least, that it's a 7-day feast. But then, for some reason, we know why, they kept the 8th day too, which is really the 7th day of the week, but it's the 8th day from the 15th. See, from Sabbath to Sabbath is 8 days. From the 15th to the 22nd, is 8 days. From Saturday to Saturday is 8 days. One brother tried 7, it ain't done, it's 7 days. No, I told him from Sunday to Saturday is 7 days. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, that's 7 days. And he finally agreed that Sunday to Saturday is 7 days. I said, okay, if Sunday to Saturday is 7 days, what is Saturday to Saturday? In other words, Saturday to Saturday would be 8 days. So the feast, it's 7 days, but then you have a weekly Sabbath, and they did, people lost the lunar Sabbath, and they couldn't figure out what that day's supposed to be for, so they just said it was an 8-day feast, but it's not. It's a 7-day feast. In Nehemiah, he said that they read in the book of law and kept the feast for 7 days, and they read in the book of law from the first day to the last day. That's 7 days. And then Solomon, of course, they kept the Feast of Tabernacle. And then it said, and they sent the people home on the 23rd. It said they kept the feast 7 days. And they sent the people home on the 23rd. Why didn't they send them home on the 22nd? Because it was a weekly Sabbath. Number, once again, I'm going to give my cell phone number. We're about to run out of time here. And anybody wants to call me as soon as the broadcast is over, I'll send them free literature. Won't cost you a dime. We don't take no money for preaching, teaching Noah's word. But I'll have my cell phone going back to the tent. It's 678-300-8676. That number again is 678-300-8676. 678-300-8676. And I'll send you free literature. Ask for the tape, 7001 Reasons Why His Name Can't Be Jesus. As for the little booklet, proof that the true weekly Sabbaths are determined by the phases of the moon. It's time for us to go back to the old landmark, folks. It's time for us to prove all things and hold fast that which is good. And then you can, you know, truly say, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You keep Yahweh's commandments, His statutes, His judgments. You won't have to worry about all this economy or anything else. A time has come and gone till Tuesday night at 9:30 on the same program. May y'all will bless you.